The presence of the Central African Republic, CAR, Faustin Archange Touadéra, says he visits Gabon on Wednesday to see what progress co-leader General Brice Clotaire Oligui Nguema has made toward handing over power to civilian rule.
Ça nous a permis, avec l'autorisation du président, de rencontrer...
Touadéra says Nguema assured him that members of a new transitional National Assembly and Senate, including opposition, army officers and civil society leaders, the coup leader appointed, will, in total freedom, prepare laws for a return to civilian rule. Touadéra says the civilian prime minister appointed by Nguema also assured the international community that Gabon is preparing a national dialogue before the military junta hands power to civilians. Touadéra's remarks were carried on Gabon and CAR state television. Gabon says the process to restore stability, ensure sustainable economic development, and revise the electoral code ahead of promised elections is progressing as planned, but has yet to say when the election will take place. Touadéra, who is also president of the Central African Economic and Monetary Community, CEMAC, says he will give a report of the military junta's activities to leaders of the regional economic bloc, but sanctions to press for a return to constitutional order will remain in place. CEMAC has Cameroon, Chad, CAR, Equatorial Guinea, Gabon, and Congo as members. Touadéra was appointed by the 11-member Economic Community of Central African States, ECAS, to mediate Gabon's transition to constitutional order. ECAS includes all the CEMAC members, as well as Angola, Burundi, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Rwanda, and Sao Tome and Principe. Gilberto de Piedade Verissimo, president of the ECAS Commission, also visited Gabon on Wednesday and said he was impressed at the progress made by Nguema and will be submitting a report to ECAS leaders who may decide to lift sanctions on the military junta. The visit came amid opposition protests over Nguema's appointment Saturday of 98 members of the National Assembly and 70 senators to prepare laws for a return to constitutional order. Gabon's opposition says Jean-François Ndongo, a former government minister and close aide of ousted President Ali Bongo, should not have been appointed National Assembly president. The opposition says Ndongo was part of a dictatorial regime of Bongo whose family's iron-fisted rule lasted about 55 years when Nguema led a bloodless coup against President Ali Bongo Ondimba on August 30. Bonaventure Nzigo Mafumbi is the president of Front for Republican Equality, a Gabonese opposition party. He spoke via a messaging app from Gabon's capital, Libreville. He says Gabon opposition and civil society have filed a complaint to the Transition Constitutional Council created by the military junta. He says they are unhappy because people who may be loyal to the junta leader and close aides of the ousted regime, whose uprightness and level of patriotism are doubtful, are among the appointed lawmakers. Manfumbi says the wish of disgruntled civilians is for Dieudonné Aba Owonu, a civilian magistrate who heads the council, to render justice without interference. Gabon's opposition, however, applauds the appointment of Paulette Masombo, one of Bongo's leading rivals at the election and head of the National Union Party, as Senate President. Gabon's coup leader has so far visited Equatorial Guinea, CAR, Chad, and Congo to seek an end to international sanctions, which the Central African States says are potentially damaging to the fragile economy of the oil-producing nation. Moki Edwin Kinzuka, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.